Jaina listened with horrified fascination as the Elder gave the Klaatuinian version of the events. A recording of the warning the guards issued was played, but it offered very little insight. When Lando inquired and asked if there were any recordings of the actual violation, he was told that it was considered blasphemous to even direct such technology upon the fountain within the 1 kilometer zone. Jaina sighed. Dorima rose when the Elder was finished and regarded the two Sith captains.
Captain Fall, Captain Holper, you may speak.
Thank you, said Fall.
She moved forward to stand directly in front of Jaina and Lando. Knowing it was fruitless, but having to try anyway, Jaina reached out in the Force to get a sense of the woman. There was nothing. She was, of course, adept at hiding her presence in the Force.
There are certain facts in this case that I would like our two judges, I suppose, to be aware of,
Fall continued. Jaina couldn't help but notice that Holper stayed where he was. He, too, was blocking his presence in the Force. Jaina thought she could get more information from a potted plant.
The first is that our vessels have been here for several days. We have violated none of your rules, and indeed, we have been useful in actively preventing an incident of sacrilege. It was one of our apprentices, Vestara Kai, who helped to stop one Dian Stad from driving his hoverbike directly into the Forbidden Zone around the fountain.
Jaina was surprised, but quickly concealed it. She wasn't going to let the Sith know anything more about her than they were willing to let her know about them. She remembered hearing that Ben had reported another Force user who had been in shelter losing control, and that he was currently in custody aboard the Jade Shadow. She hadn't known that they'd stopped him from desecrating the fountain, or that a Sith had helped them.
What you say is true, Dorima agreed. It is duly noted.
Which is why what you have done is all the more heinous,
came a slightly shaky female voice. Jaina turned to see that it was the very old, very frail-looking female who had regarded her so intently when she had entered the room with the others. Fall turned her pretty face and inclined her head respectfully.
If this had been done under my orders, or indeed under the orders of anyone in my fleet who was in position to issue such, then you would be absolutely correct.
Wait, are you saying that the guards are making all this up? That those recordings were forged?
Jaina asked, knowing her skepticism was plain on her face and not caring.
No, Jedi Solo,
replied Fall, giving Jaina a slight chill as she realized that the Sith knew exactly who she was.
Not at all. I'm saying that Captain Holper acted completely independently.
Holper tried and failed to keep the shock from showing, but his feelings of betrayal and surprise spiked hard in the Force before they were quickly subdued. A muscle twitched near his eye. He remained utterly silent.
I have no idea what he was thinking.
And now Fall turned to regard Holper with anger and contempt.
He knew, as we all did, how sacred that fountain was. How proud we were of brave young Vestara, preventing such a blasphemy on a world we were merely visiting.